Free has new. Free has new. Free has new. Free has new. Free has new.
This is Christiania, an anarchic bohemian enclave in the heart of Copenhagen. Cannabis users come to buy their supplies from a place called Pusher Street, where different variations of the drug are openly on sale. Hundreds of them are lighting up joints, holding hands and symbolically protecting Christiania in a demonstration calling for the legalization of marijuana.
We has no! We has no! We has no!
At Copenhagen City Hall, the governing Social Democrat Party shares that view. It's decided that radical action is needed over the issue of cannabis and wants to set up its own marijuana business from plantation to shop counter and cut out the gangsters who control the drug trade. Lars Aslan Rasmussen is the architect of the policy proposal.
We want to make it legal to sell marijuana from the pharmacy, and it's because we have a gang war about the drug market, and it's important to us to take it away from the criminals.
How concerned are you about the gang wars of Copenhagen?
During the last 2 or 3 years, we have seen the worst shooting since the Second World War, so of course it's a huge problem for us in Copenhagen.
And this motorbike parade shows just what the authorities are facing. Hundreds of Hell's Angels turned out to honour one of their leaders, Michael Brockside, who killed himself in police custody after being arrested in a nationwide series of raids that yielded more than £1 million in cash, over £5 million worth of cannabis and other valuables. His family weeps as his coffin is wheeled to the cemetery. The Angels insist they're nothing more sinister than motorcycle enthusiasts, but the police allege they are the most dangerous criminal element involved in the marijuana trade.
There's an absolute need to think out of the box because the war on crime has been quite unsuccessful, as anyone would admit if you look at the facts.
Jakob Machangama is the head of legal affairs for the CEPOS think tank.
This new proposal could actually both reduce organized crime because you take funds away from very violent gangs and respect individual freedom because a lot of ordinary people actually do want to use recreational drugs.
But for the time being, the move is being blocked by the Social Democrat-dominated government, much to the relief of opponents like Rasmus Jarlow, the Conservative opposition leader on the City Council.
I don't think it's a job for the municipality to grow drugs and sell them to the citizens. Drugs are harmful, and we shouldn't encourage more use of drugs in Copenhagen.
I've just climbed up a ladder into the confined loft space of a very anonymous-looking bungalow on the outskirts of Copenhagen, and there is a veritable cannabis farm here. There must be about 100 plants which are flourishing beneath artificial light and are being kept at the right temperature by electric fans. Once these plants have been processed, they'll probably create about 1 kilogram of cannabis which will be sold as medical marijuana. Plucking the top leaves and attaching plants to canes is Christian, the illegal cannabis farmer. He opposes the plans of the council or Kommune. As the proposals currently stand, cannabis would be grown in council-run greenhouses, and he would be cut out of the market. Christian's voice sounds a little strange because he's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask to hide his identity.
This will only make the criminal market grow maybe even more. And it will only make it so there will be one more pusher in Denmark, and that will be the Copenhagen Kommune.
Some 80 people remain in custody after the nationwide raids earlier this spring, and the police believe they've significantly disrupted the activities of the gangs. But in the wake of Michael Brockside's death, the authorities' main fear is that rivals to the Hell's Angels will try to seize turf and market share and will reignite the cycle of violence.